the anarchist movement in Brazil, we have to have different strategies and start to show our face and say what is our perspective, and not only ours, but how your principles dialogue directly with some of our perspectives, and how make this two sides get in contact and make possible the person know anarchism and start to, because I don't know, the movement the movement is not we from São Paulo saying the people, no, it's the people themselves getting organized and start to their own projects and
because there's a lot of like industry and stuff and the people organized in groups that do some syndicalism that also do
in
São Paulo or no country or like a federation or like or just a loose structure that also does some sporadic syndicalist work if it's necessary.
No. With anarchist perspective in Brazil, we don't have nothing in a syndicalism perspective.
Okay.
Because I think is that when the anarchism came back in the 80s, most of the people who were acting directly with the propaganda of anarchism were academics, were from universities, professors, students, so they were not in the factories, and when they get graduated in university, they start, for example, there are a few anarchists inside some unions of professors, but it's not a factory.
Is it like a big generation gap between like before the dictatorships and the generation now?
Huge. I think I was in Santiago, in Chile, in the beginning of the year, with some friends from a group called Grupo de Estudos Gomes Roja, they are from Santiago, and they told us that in the dictatorship of Pinochet, also the anarchist movement was silenced in Chile.
Mm.
So. Still, but now have some. They are, I think that a lot of young people trying to reclaim an anarchist perspective, and for example, they told, and I went to a street manifestation of the student reclaiming a free school. Free paid school, not a
public school.
Yeah, a public school, without have to pay because it's
paid by the government.
Because it's very expensive in Chile, and everyone have debts with banks because they have to pay the school, and then they have no money to pay the.
The whole educational system has to be changed because if they have public schools, but if you go to a public school, you have no chance to go into a university to get a scholarship because you don't get the right education. And the way to do that is to pay extra and go to a pre-university, and then you maybe get a scholarship. And if you don't get a scholarship, you have to pay. And it's more expensive than here.
Mm-hmm.
So
it's like 600,000 euros a year, but only the inscription. Mm-hmm. 6,000. I was there because I wanted to change, maybe finish the last year over there. No way.
So
it's impossible.
It's really cheap. I also have a question more like
you
said about Movimento Sem Terra, the landless peasant movement, that like the Communist Party and the Socialist Party have a lot of influence there. But it's also like the Catholic Church still has like huge influence in the social movements in Brazil.
Yeah.
Like as anarchists, we're always opposing God and the church. How is that in Brazil? Because it is a sensitive subject, I think, in Brazil to touch
religion. Yeah. I think it's a particular case of Latin America.
Mm-hmm.
That's in the 70s, 60s, 70s, with all the process of dictatorships happening all over Latin America, there are a radical perspective inside the Catholic Church.
Yeah, here we call it
Teoria da Libertação.
Teologia
da Libertação.
Liberation theory.
Liberation theology.
Yes. Yeah. So there are important priests that were involved with social causes, and they are acting and helping the some guerrilla movements against the dictatorship, but they were as a whole a small group inside the big church. So at the same time the church, some priests helped the revolutionaries, and the church also helped
the
government with money and so what happened in that movement is that most of the priests were taken out of the church. The Vatican kicked them off, and they start to do mostly a political work.
Hmm.
I think in Colombia it's very similar what happened there. I don't know, in Argentina I think they have some groups like that, but
in Spain, in the Basque Country, you had a priest that put weapons in the Bible, like it's pistols.
So at this moment, there are, for example, when the anarchists and other social movements go to reclaim or go to do some action. For example, Brazil is the only country in Latin America that did not open their archives from dictatorship. Most of the generals from the dictatorship are working for the government normally now.
Yeah. Okay, till today.
And for example, when there are protests against this, and when some groups go to the streets, say to the government that they need to open their archives from dictatorship. Mm-hmm. All these groups go to the street together. So the manifestations, the activities.
Like from the left, Catholics still the anarchists.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there are some questions. There are some political questions in Brazil that get everyone in that moment unite acting in the streets. But for example, when the anarchist goes to a meeting to think how the act is gonna be, what they're gonna do in the street, where's the perspective, they never get have consciousness, because the this kind of group that is used to organize with a hierarchical perspective, they can't sit there and think how to do and different stuffs. They always go there with the project finished and put on the table and say, this is what we're gonna do. So that's why we don't have more actions with these groups, because they are not
horizontal organized.
Yeah. And not, they don't want to think about some different perspective. So they go there, do their way, and that's it. So
And what do you think is the most hopeful movement or most hopeful development that's going on in Brazil right now? So something that you personally think is a very good initiative?
Difficult. I don't know, because we are at this moment living, as I said, a historical moment that it's very difficult. Because, for example, in the center of São Paulo, the region of the Luz, that's a big train station that from about 60 years became a place where only have drug dealers, prostitution and stuff like that. Now they are rebuilding this space because it's gonna be an important place from the
World,
game
the
from
World Cup.
Yeah. So there are some resistance. There are a lot of resistance happen, but it's only struggles in a perspective of resistance. So we are the anarchist groups know because we don't have much influence in society, but the social movements are being directly attacked in this moment. So they are not proposing nothing. They are trying to resist. And what happened with the government of Lula and now with Dilma is that PT, the Workers' Party in Brazil, before they were government, they used to give money from these social movements. When they become party, they still give money to some kind of social movement. So MST, for example, have money from the government and a lot of other groups. So what happened is that all they get silenced when because if we say anything, we lost the money, and now so became a very difficult structure. Because the ones that it's inside this movement, the inside this movement that is in the base, they don't have access to this money, they don't have access to this kind of politics that the ones that take have voices and take decisions are. So there are some few members of this social movements that's in direct contact with the government and make the decisions from all the group. So
it's corrupted.
we have in the north region, for example. So.